Welcome back. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the Five Star Food Show. Today we're at Gray, Gray & Gray, a fabulous accounting firm. And I'm joined by Mark. Mark, welcome.
Great to be here, Gary. Thank you.
And Mark's a partner with Gray, Gray & Gray and does an excellent job. And Mark, we've got a fantastic guest with us today, Jen Ziskin. She and her husband, Josh, they own two restaurants, La Mora, which is in Brookline. I love that place. The pasta is just, like, outstanding. And Heritage, they took over the Sherbourne Inn in Sherbourne, Massachusetts, and they've done a wonderful job there, and they're growing that business just like they did La Mora. And Jen is here today. Thank you so much, Jen.
Thanks for having me. Very excited to be here.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on, how your businesses are growing, the kinds of things that you're doing.
Sure. La Mora has been open almost 14 years, so this December we'll be celebrating our 14th anniversary. And Heritage, we've been open 2 years now, so it was 2 years in June. And really exciting. La Mora is prospering, doing great. We do lots of catering there. And now we have Heritage, which really is kind of living our dream because it has so many different aspects to it. It has a gastropub, it's a wedding venue, we do all kinds of parties and events. It has a little wine, a wine shop where we are open for coffee in the morning, and then it's wine, craft beer, and spirits in the afternoon and evening. And that's been really great because I can really live my passion of wine tasting and learning about wine as well. And I've also done a lot of travel. We organize trips, actually, travel tours to Italy. We've done, I think, 4 trips to Italy.
I guess your husband does a lot of cooking over there, and you pick out the wines that you use in your restaurants. Is that what happens?
Yeah, exactly. So Josh is the chef, and I do all the wine and beverage program with the wine and beverage director, and then all the event planning as well and managing of the front of the house.
So how did you transform the Sherbourne Inn to the Heritage? I mean, that was an institution there for years, and you were trying to not only change the concept, but change a lot of things about that. How did you go about doing that? What was involved with the marketing? How did you come up with the food that was going to work there? How did that whole process work?
It's a process that we are continuing every single day, and I think what's been really great is the community itself has been so receptive to us coming. It really is and was an institution, and it's the town center in Sherbourne. So I feel like what was really important, like we said the name Heritage, we wanted to keep the heritage of the Sherbourne Inn, but also our own heritage going back to American cuisine alive as well. But it's really, you know, we tried to not change it too much and kept all the bones of the place. The menu's totally different, but it's evolving as well, and we've kept some things similar too. Just different things like by having a pub, you know, they called it the tavern, but we call it a pub. And now we're going to be working on our fine dining piece of it, too.
One of the components of the show today is talking about accounting controls and financial controls. Mark, being a partner with the accounting firm of Gray, Gray & Gray, obviously has the expertise in that area. I'm sure he has some questions as far as how do you, like, control things with these two restaurants going on. But, Mark, you want to speak to that?
Yeah, Jen, so when you think about, you know, being a restaurateur, many restaurateurs today, you know, are probably people that either have a passion to open one, mm-hmm. or were a manager or a chef in a prior life and decided to open their own business. So we always look at restaurateurs primarily as people that are food-focused and operationally focused, but not necessarily financially focused, mm-hmm. right? And don't have accounting degrees or finance degrees. So when you look at going from 1 to 2 restaurants, what are some of those challenges from a financial point of view do you think you faced?
So I am very fortunate. I have a partner, my husband, who his whole life since he was 15 wanted to be in the restaurant business. So he really worked his way up going. He actually went to Denver for business and for restaurant and hotel management. Then he did the front of the house piece for a while. And then he trained as a chef. And then we lived in Italy so he could further his training on Italian cuisine. And I, myself, totally different path, worked in the business since I was 15, and then actually got my master's in education. So went to school. I was a teacher for 7 years, and then Josh, like, dragged me back into the restaurant business when we opened La Mora. So I feel really fortunate that I can lean on him a lot. Sure. For the financial piece, and then we work with great people. We have, you know, an excellent bookkeeping company an amazing accountant as well. And, you know, but Josh really understands the numbers and works, you know, reins me in on my wine purchases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that can be really expensive. You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on wine.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So you have to be really careful. You might not sell, you know, much of that in the next 6 months. So
exactly.
You have a lot of inventory.
Nope, you have to be really careful. And we're fortunate we can do wine dinners at Heritage. And then, you know, people can walk next door to the store and purchase all the wine that we had at the dinner. So it works really well. We have a really neat kind of something very unique there.
So I have a couple of quick questions. First is about Lamora. I heard a rumor that Tom Brady has like a favorite pasta dish there. First of all, is that true?
he does come once in a while. And yes, he does love the bolognese.
Yep. Does he have like avocado ice cream or something on top?
No, and he doesn't come during the season either very often, as far as we know. Maybe he gets takeout, so he can do it on the sly. But they love that, and they also love the wood-grilled Cornish hen.
Okay, yeah, we love Lamora. It's fantastic. My daughter used to live at the Brook House, and it was like a hop, skip, and a jump away from there.
Next door.
Exactly. Anyways, as far as the Heritage is concerned, let's talk a little bit about what you're creating there, the kinds of items that you're doing, and what's been successful. And what you hope to do there?
Well, I think, you know, having a seasonal menu is great. And so, except every time we go to take something off the menu, people are like, you can't take that off the menu. So that becomes a mainstay. And you can't take, you know, we keep having all these dishes that end up having to stay because people are falling in love with them. But I think just having a wide variety, at first we tried to have maybe too much variety. And now I think we've really honed in on Josh's skill. He's an amazing, you know, he does incredible work with the grill. Obviously, pasta is a strength. His pizzas are amazing, and everybody loves the burger. So the cheeseburger is kind of a fan favorite at the moment.
Now, do you find it challenging at times being in business with your husband, or is it always good? Because my wife is involved in my business also, and. Overall, it's very good, but sometimes it is challenging.
I'm sure there's an answer, the correct answer to this. Yes, it's definitely challenging. I think, you know, with Lamora, it was always, that was really his baby from the very start. So we sort of had this pact that he was the boss at work and I was the boss at home. And that worked for years, and that was great. But with Heritage, it's really a dream of both of ours, what we're doing there. So I think it's been a little more challenging because, you know, if we want to go in different directions, we always have to sort of do a lot more compromising, I would say, there. Mm-hmm. And it's just a lot more, like I said, so many different components to the business, too. So it's a lot more work. So we're constantly, it's hard to not talk about work at home now because it really is all consuming.
Jen, I'm fascinated, you know, with restaurateurs that, you know, move in two different directions, right? So they either have the single concept where they open multiple locations of that same concept, or they have the multi-concept where they're challenged to open up different venues. And so do you ever see yourself going in any one direction from where you are right now? Will that third location, if you open it, be something even more different?
That's a great question because, you know, our third location is really the main dining room at Heritage. We haven't done the fine dining piece to that, and it really, we want it to be kind of a different concept.
So you're thinking about it?
We're thinking about it, and I want to do like a Lamora in that, you know, almost like a pop-up Lamora, I think would be so successful. And I think that, you know, Josh is really trying to do something a little different. You know, we love this American farm-inspired cuisine. And he's doing a lot of that on the gastropub side. So I think that it's hard. I mean, I think it's, you know, I don't think there'll be another location after Heritage. I think we really want to put all our heart and soul into Lamora and into Heritage. And it takes a lot to run both places.
Absolutely. So let me ask you a question, Jen. If somebody wanted to contact you, how would they go about doing that?
I mean, email's the best way, jen@lamora.com or jen@heritageofsherborne.com. And right on the website, all of the info emails go directly to me as well, because I do all the events and weddings and catering. So.
And do you have one of these tours of Italy coming up this summer, or is that happening? When is it happening?
I do. Actually, it's in the fall. It's during truffle season, so we're going October 10th. Our trip is actually overbooked. We had two extra people who begged us to join.
Wow.
So we were able to
figure out
a way.
It's already sold out through October.
And I'm currently putting the itinerary together for next September. We're going to Portugal. So we're going to explore. Now that I have wines from all over the world at Heritage, we can explore other countries as well.
Oh, that's fascinating. So, and are you trying to grow the business in any other way that you can think of that you want to share with us?
I would say the catering piece and doing, you know, we do a lot of offsite catering and always have. And so trying to grow that, we do, you know, small dinner parties of 8 people all the way to weddings and bar and bat mitzvahs to 200.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, making Heritage even, you know, a more destination wedding venue as well. We have, I think, 5 weddings coming up this summer and the fall, and I'd love to see that grow even more.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
It's such a beautiful place for it.
I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the 5-Star Food Show, part of the Radio Entrepreneurs Network. Jen Ziskin from Lamora and Heritage of Sherbourne has joined me today, along with Mark Keshgagian from Gray, Gray & Gray, a fabulous accounting firm here in beautiful Canton, Massachusetts. And thank you so much for hosting us today, Mark.
Thank you, Gary.
And that's it for the 5-Star Food Show. Thank you very much. And now a word from our sponsors.